Hello, my name is Hossein Ali Mohammadi from Tallinn University of Technology. This work investigates how shallow geothermal regeneration using exhaust air can reduce district heating demand in ventilation systems. Ventilation heating represents a significant share of building energy, especially in cold climates. Conventional air handling units often rely on auxiliary district heating after heat recovery ventilation, which increase energy consumption and reduce overall efficiency. To address this, we propose a hybrid geothermal preconditioning concept combined with exhaust air-driven regeneration. In this approach, outdoor air first passes through energy recovery ventilation, then through shallow geothermal preheating stage, and then followed by the heat pump, and if necessary, district heating trim can be used to supply the proper temperature to the zones. The geothermal preconditioning increases the inlet air temperature from approximately 2 degrees of Celsius to about 6 degrees in this case study. And the heat pump also uses this geothermal loop as its evaporator source, which reduces the temperature lift and can improve the coefficient of performance COP by roughly about 30% in this case. Additionally, exhaust air is used to passively regenerate the shallow borehole. This stabilizes the ground temperature and improves seasonal performance of the geothermal source. The system was modeled using physics-based dynamic models for both air handling unit and geothermal borehole. A supervisory control strategy was implemented to minimize this auxiliary district heating demand with separate summer and winter modes to rebalance the ground. Results show that the geothermal precondition reduced heat pump lift while exhaust air regeneration stabilized the source temperature of the ground. Consequently, auxiliary district heating demands decrease during cold outdoor conditions. This hybrid concept is particularly suitable for shallow geothermal ventilation systems up to 150 meters depth, which are typically more cost-effective to implement and for low temperature district heating networks. Thank you for your attention.